Good as Dead by Mark Billingham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Day 1. Wild in His Sorrow. Chapter 1. Chewing gum and chocolate. Maybe a bottle of water on those hen's teeth days when the sun was shining. A paper for the journey into work. And half a minute of meaningless chat while she was waiting for her change. Nothing there worth dying for. Helen Weeks would tell herself much the same thing many times before it was over. In the hours spent staring at the small black hole from which death could emerge in less time than it took for her heart to beat. Or stop beating. In those slow-motion moments of terror that measured out each day, and in the sleepless nights that followed, while the man who might kill her at any moment was shouting at himself just a few feet away or crying in the next room, "It is not my time to die, or my baby's time to lose his mother." The chewing gum was a habitual thing, something to do and to help her stay off the cigarettes she'd given up 2 years before when she'd become pregnant. A newspaper ensured she would not have to look at the people sitting opposite her on the train, presuming she was lucky enough to get a seat and did not find herself pressed up against some lard arse in a cheap suit who bought his aftershave from Pound Stretcher. The chocolate was an addiction, pure and simple, one that had made the struggle to lose weight since her son was born no more than partially successful. She would try and eke it out, a chunk or two around 11 with a coffee, another after lunch, and the rest as a treat at the end of the day. That was always the plan, but it was usually gone before she'd so much as logged on at her desk, or if the case she was working on was particularly...